Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have new principal at Helper Middle School, Nikki Vasquez. And you know what? This is her first year. We're going to talk to her all about that. And then, of course, we're going to talk to her about the goings-on at Helper Middle and you know, how things are rolling through the first little bit of school. And it's hard to believe that we're back. And this year, they didn't have the construction to work around or to deal with. So everything's back to normal, whatever normal is at Helper Middle. Principal Vasquez, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
So let's start right there. Is everything back to normal as normal can be?
Yes, it is. We are not in construction. We have a brand new school. We're super excited. Kids are loving it. It's great.
That's all that matters. So let's get a little background on you. Now, as I said, this is your first year running the helm there at Helper Middle. But so how did you get started in education?
Oh my goodness, that was a long story. Basically, I was a social worker first, and then I went to juvenile probation, and then I quit and went to the tax commission, and I hated that job. And so I actually called a few friends of mine who worked in the district and said, hey, I'm thinking of going back to be a teacher. And they said, why don't you think about school counseling, because you got to go back to school anyways. And then I fell into that, did that for 7 or 8 years. And then decided I wanted to go get my admin. So I did that last year, and here I am.
And you actually, you've been at Helper Middle for how long?
Since 2014.
So you've been there for a minute. So yeah. It was actually probably a pretty easy and nice transition as far as the people that you know and the work environment and those kinds of things.
Absolutely. And being in school counseling, you kind of have an admin feel to the job. And so I feel like I've kind of been in training for the last 8 years, so I feel like it was a natural transition.
So how are things going?
Great. Things are great. The kids are awesome. We had a wonderful back to school day. We had a pep rally. Cheerleaders were greeting our students. We had our Rams letters out for parents to take pictures on back to school, because that's super important. The kids were excited. We had a dance circle, all sorts of just fun stuff and activities. We're really trying to focus on relationships and culture building this year, in addition to our reading. So we're just focused on doing all the fun, positive things, and the kids seem to really be enjoying it.
Now, at the elementary level, I talk to the principals from the elementary schools and things like that, and they're always integrating new programs as far as like attendance and as far as, social interactions and, the attitudes at the school and those kinds of things. Is there anything like that that you guys do at middle school level? Or is it just kind of, making sure that we're showing up when we're needing to and those kinds of things?
Well, it's a big complicated process, but we do have tiered interventions at every level: academics, behavior, and attendance. And one of the things that we're trying to do to help with just behavior and attendance is relationship building. And we used to have houses where the students were broken up into three different houses, red, white, and black. But we are finding that it was kind of hard to manage that many kids at one time and do activities and really get everyone engaged. And so we've decided to kind of look at a different model and do families, and actually have our teachers, our librarian, our school counselor, our mental health therapist, all of these people involved, and have literal like families. And so you'll have maybe 12 kids in your family, and you'll do activities. We'll have competitions. I don't really know what it's going to look like exactly, because we're in the process of molding that, but we're looking forward to some activities there and getting involved and having the students just feel a little bit more connection to the school.
And speaking of activities, next week, Carbon High is having their homecoming week, and you guys are going to be a part of that as well, aren't you?
Correct. Our football, volleyball, cross country, student government, and cheerleaders will be down at the parade. We're going to bus our students, the rest of the student body, down to help support that. The rest of the student body will come back, but our football and cheerleaders will actually head on to Carbon High School, and they will face Mont Harmon in a game on Carbon High's field is kind of a homecoming teaser. So it'll be a lot of fun. It's the first time we're doing it. We're trying something new and just trying to support the entire community.
So you've got that. And then you said you'd mentioned something about a color dance after that. Is that on Saturday or how's that going to roll?
No, that's actually this Friday. Okay. So this Friday we're going to do a color dance, and we've been doing it for several years, and we basically take the colored chalk and throw the kids out on the field. Every kid will get 2 bags for free, and then it's a dollar after that, and they just go hog wild. We have our music playing. We have water on the field for them because we've learned in years past they need that, and we let them just have a lot of fun, and then we'll use a little leaf blower and send them on their way.
Send them on their way. So once again, lots of great things going on at Helper Middle School. We've been speaking with the new principal there, Nikki Vasquez. All kinds of great things always going on at Helper Middle School. Principal Vasquez, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.